Regel Mishnah Aleph. If somebody eats a kazayas of chometz on Pesach, he is chayav, he is liable to the punishment of kores. So if he eats something which is totally chometz, for example, a loaf of bread, he would be chayav kores for doing so. That's known as chometz gomor be'ein. The focus of our Mishnah is what is called chometz gomor ayadita arevis, which in short is a mixture of chometz and other non-chometz food or drink. And if somebody eats this on Pesach, he is not chayav kores. However, depending on how much chometz there is in the mixture, he might transgress a different negative prohibition of kol machmetzes lo sechelu. The Torah says that you cannot eat anything which becomes chometz. So you would transgress that avera, although you would not be chayav kores. Now, how much chometz does there need to be in the mixture to transgress that avera? So the generally accepted opinion is that if in the volume of food of 3 eggs, there is at least a kazayas of chometz, so then the chometz is considered a significant part of the mixture, such that you would be forbidden to eat that mixture of food. If there is less than that amount in the mixture, then it is still forbidden to eat that on Pesach. There's discussion whether it is midrabbanan or midoraisa, but be it as it may, this mission is coming to tell us that even mixtures of chometz and other substances, where the chometz is less than a kazayas in the size of 3 eggs, even then it is an obligation to destroy that chometz on Erev Pesach. Eilu ovim ba-Pesach, the following things need to be passed away and need to be removed and destroyed on Erev Pesach. Kutoch ha-Bavli, the Babylonian kutoch, which is some sort of dip, which has got little pieces of bread inside, or crumbs of bread, and therefore needs to be destroyed. V'shecher amodi, some sort of beer which had some barley contained within it. V'chometz ha-Adoimi, and a particular type of vinegar, which once again contained some barley, or at least it was turned from wine into vinegar using barley. The Zisim HaMitzri, this was some sort of paste, or some sort of mixture, which again contained some barley, and salt, and some other herbs. And so since it did contain some grain, although it was not a significant amount of it, it nevertheless needs to be destroyed before Pesach. So we mentioned before that there's such a thing as chometz gomor be'ein, that is pure chometz. There is also another category of chometz known as chometz gomor alidei ta'arives, chometz which is mixed with other things. And a third type of chometz is known as chometz nukshah, which refers to chometz which did not rise fully, and before it rose fully, it became not fit for eating. For example, v'zomon shel tzabotim, a mixture of bran and water used by dyers in the processing of certain dyes, v'aminon shel tabochim. This refers to bread which is made from unripe grain which did not reach even a third of its ripeness, and they would make a sort of a loaf of bread out of this grain, and then use it as a cover of pots, so that whilst pots were cooking food, this loaf of bread would absorb some of the bad smell. The kolon shel sofrim, some sort of paste or glue, which contains flour in it, and it was used by scribes to stick paper together. So these three things come under the category of chometz nukshah. They're not fit to be eaten at all. And there is a machlokes as to whether they are forbidden mid arayis on Pesach, or perhaps only mid rabbanon. As I mean, this mission is telling us that they do need to be destroyed together with all the other chometz on Erev Pesach. Now, according to this opinion in the Mishnah, if you have chometz nukshah, which is only part of a mixture, so since anyway chometz nukshah is much more lenient, and it's not edible at all, so if it's part of a mixture, then according to this opinion, that does not need to be destroyed before Pesach. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, Avtach shitei nashim, even mixtures which are used for women's cosmetics, so they are not edible, and the chometz is only a part of the mixture, nevertheless, says Rabbi Eliezer, they are also forbidden, and they need to be destroyed before Pesach. Now the Mishnah concludes that, klol, this is the rule, kol shum min dagon. Any chometz which comes from one of the 5 grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oat, or rye, has over by Pesach, needs to be destroyed before Pesach. And says the Mishnah, all of the different substances we listed in this Mishnah, Hari Elubaz Hara, they come under the category of a warning, of a negative prohibition of eating chometz on Pesach. Komach metzas loisichelu. Anything which becomes chometz you cannot eat. But ve'im bohem shum kares, one is not liable to the punishment of kares for eating these things. Because as we explained, the punishment of kares is only for chometz gomor be'ein, pure chometz gomor which is not mixed with another liquid or food.